Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it's Monday here at Gillette Stadium, getting ready for another week of joint practices. This time, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are coming here to practice with the Patriots. But before we move on to later this week, let's wrap up some things from the game last week on Friday night. Just some observations. We've got to talk about the offense, specifically the ground game and the show that they put on for Patriots fans.
That was certainly a highlight of the game, and I really do think it could be a sign of things to come in terms of what one of the strengths of the team could be. I still think when Tom Brady's running the show that the passing game will be a huge part of this offense. But at least early in the season, if there's still some patience that is needed with the rookie wide receivers, inexperienced players at wide receiver and tight end, I think the Patriots can rely on this run game if needed against the likes of Buffalo, the Jets, even the Buccaneers, their first three opponents. LeGarrette Blount was certainly a revelation. Stephen Ridley opening the game with the kind of run that he had.
Right.
And I really put a lot of the focus on the offensive line, the blocking by guys like Jake Bowden, Michael Omanau-Nui, who I thought was huge in the running game. A lot of positive signs from the rushing attack.
All touchdowns from the running backs, of course, that pass to Shane Vereen deep in the end zone. But definitely impressive to see what LeGarrette Blount can do. I don't think he's shocked anybody, really. But the zigzagging 51-yard touchdown was absolutely incredible. A lot of excitement from the ground game, specifically from him on Friday.
You and I, a couple weeks before training camp, when we did some position battles, we talked about LeGarrette Blount and Brandon Bolden. I took Blount, you took Bolden. Right. I still think it's a really interesting battle, but I think Blount showed a lot to me. I think we knew what he brings in terms of a size dimension.
Right.
Going east-west the way he did on that, and I think it makes for a really versatile group of running backs if Blount is on the team.
I will say it did surprise me how, with his size, how big he is, how well he was able to move laterally like that and still beat off every defender was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some players that we had our eye on, maybe some guys who stood out to us. I'm going to kick things off with Kimbrell Tompkins, who really took me by surprise. This is a rookie free agent who is catching back-to-back passes from Tom Brady, somebody I didn't really have my eye on, to be honest with you, at the beginning of the game. And I kind of, paid attention to him during training camp, during the week that they were going up against the Eagles. Hadn't really seen a whole lot that impressed me. He impressed me a lot on Friday night. Had the most catches from Tom Brady and, really, really stood out on my radar. I go from thinking maybe he won't make the team to now saying that he will have a spot on this roster.
I'm going to talk about Tim Tebow. Came into the game clearly earlier than he probably expected, than anyone really imagined, and that was because Ryan Mallett had an injury and the team was playing it safe, not bringing him in. I thought we saw what Tebow is, which basically is he kind of looks lost when he drops back to pass. Not great awareness. He had the worst passer rating among the 8 quarterbacks that played in this game. Only 4 of 12 passes completed. But in the run game, when there's some design plays, some option, I think there's some elements there that are really promising. What his role will he be on the team? I still think he's going to be on the 53-man roster.
I agree.
I think they're trying to play him at quarterback and only quarterback. I think they're looking at this year. We don't want to see him on the field. We're going to see what we got out of him during the season. So I thought it was typical Tebow. And I think if Mallett is healthy, I think we'll see him get the bulk of the action after Brady this week.
Right. Well, as you can probably tell, as you can hear around the stadium, they're getting ready for game day here on Friday. It's definitely exciting. Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be here beginning on Tuesday. This is the final week of training camp, and the regular season is pretty much here. We're going to go ahead and say it. But that'll wrap it up for Brian and myself from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.